This is episode 1670. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and you are in the right place. If you'd like to add a little more peace, energy, and clarity to your life, maybe you are here for the first time exploring how to meditate as a New Year's resolution, or maybe you have been a longtime listener. And if so, I honor you for listening and for doing such good things for yourself as you create and maintain consistently a meditation ritual. Consistency is the key. In today's episode, you are going to discover how to do a meditation technique that you can do as you meditate today, or even as you go about your day. Whether you're on or off your meditation cushion or chair, wherever you meditate, these techniques can be done while you're going about your busy day. Our theme this week is a fresh start. In time for the new year and all you're doing as you launch into 2019. And we've been exploring in last week's series, and also bringing last week's series into this week by focusing more on a virtue, how you want to become a better human being, rather than a resolution or a goal that are also very important. Those provide you fleeting happiness. The happiness is usually temporary. Even if you've done something spectacular, like run a marathon or got the best job offer or some phenomenal success, you get excited for a while and then it kind of wears off and then it's on to the next thing. Well, when you focus on a virtue, cultivating a quality in your life, such as kindness or perseverance or patience, those are just a few virtues. These are lifelong attributes to your character, to how you live your life on this planet and interact with others. So, to make yourself a better human being, in this week's series, you are focusing on a virtue in your fresh start. One of the greatest obstacles to creating a fresh start is when you get really excited and you feel very ambitious, and then something happens that interrupts that flow, or you oftentimes run into someone who deflates your energy, and it's hard to pull yourself back up from those experiences. In fact, you may suffer from extreme anxiety or depression or fatigue or memory loss. And so I want to share with you an important technique to help tone your vagus nerve. You may be new to your vagus nerve, and if so, you're likely to be hearing more and more about it, because it turns out that your vagus nerve can improve your mental health. I'm going to read a quote to you by Dr. Arielle Swartz, who is a clinical psychologist. She says, "By developing an understanding of the workings of your vagus nerve, you may find it possible to work with your nervous system rather than feel trapped when it works against you." So I came across a website called optimallivingdynamics.com, and I actually bought their program to grow my brain with cutting-edge therapies and lifestyle habits. And there are many, many programs and articles on your vagus nerve. But I'll share with you this one because I thought it was very clear and simple. And to me, that's the best. So your vagus nerve is the longest cranial nerve in your body. And it connects your brain to a lot of important organs, including your gut, such as your intestines, your stomach, your heart, your lungs. And this nerve helps you in regard to your mental health as well. In fact, the tone of your vagus nerve could mirror the tone or the quality of your mental health. Vagal tone is how fast your body can relax after being exposed to stress. So if you have higher vagal tone, that means your body relaxes pretty fast after stress. And I want to read to you another quote from this website. It says, "It's almost like yin and yang. The vagal response reduces stress. It reduces our heart rate and blood pressure. It changes the function of certain parts of the brain, stimulates digestion, all those things that happen when we are relaxed." This is from Dr. Mladen Golubic, MD, medical director of the Cleveland Clinic. Your vagal nerve can be tracked by your heart rate and your breathing rate. So if you can manage to have some techniques to help you calm your breath and your heart rate, then you can improve your mental health. One of the best ways to do that is by lengthening your breath. Now, I am really getting into this topic, and I plan to do an entire series, so be on the lookout for it this year, on what you can do to greatly reduce anxiety. And I'll be going in depth in regard to your vagus nerve. In your meditation today, I encourage you to lengthen your breath on the exhale. Do a few breathing techniques. Maybe breathe, focusing on your breath for even 5 minutes, even 1 minute. And don't force your breath in any way. And if you feel lightheaded at any point, then resume your natural breath. But stretch out the exhale, lengthen it. I want to share with you before I guide you through this process that when you lengthen your breath and condition and tone your vagal nerve, it can help you against depression, anxiety disorders, Alzheimer's, migraines, fibromyalgia, tinnitus, alcohol addiction, heroin seeking behavior, autism, bulimia, personality disorders, poor memory, mood disorders in the elderly, multiple sclerosis, obsessive compulsive disorder, severe mental diseases, traumatic brain injury, and chronic fatigue syndrome. So this is so important for you as you create a fresh start for yourself, to have a way to tone your vagus nerve. So settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, knowing that the full guided meditation is always every single day. You can meditate for up to half an hour as you're guided through a full meditation, absolutely free for 2 weeks. You can try it on my SIP and OM meditation app. It's SIPANDOM. You receive, once you subscribe, 2 weeks free access to the entire app, and you also get a journal with a daily reflection question, and that's customized for the week's theme. So this week it's a fresh start journal, and you get a slowdown guide with all the techniques I share with you in this week's series organized for you. It's like a meditation cheat sheet that you can use throughout the day. Again, the Sip and OM meditation app. For you, settling yourself down right now, getting ready to do this important, valuable technique, close your eyes and begin to relax your mind and body and notice the kind of state you're in. Keep your eyes uplifted to the point between your eyebrows. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. And as you inhale, inhale deeply. Feel your abdomen rise as you inhale. And as you exhale, feel your abdomen sink back downward and stretch out the exhale. Do it gently in a way that feels natural. You can always practice this over several weeks and build up to a longer and longer exhale. For now, inhale. And as you exhale, try to lengthen it a little bit longer with each breath. This is your technique today to do as you meditate and go about your day. You are so worth slowing down for.